Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Jackie in Virginia, who tells us, we had some water damage on our rental property, and the insurance company paid for the repairs. Is the insurance payment for the repairs considered income? Well, Jackie, gosh, what a mess. Don't you just hate that? Okay, let's tackle this. You had to pay to repair the damage, replace floors, carpets, etc. on your rental property. So, report the casualty on Form 4684, which is the Casualty and Theft Loss form. Use the second page, Part B, to report business casualties. When you do this, you end up adjusting the tax basis of the building or its components instead of picking up the insurance reimbursement right now. You need four pieces of information. The cost of repairs, which is easy, just find the receipts. The insurance reimbursement, again, that's easy, you've got to check. The value of the building or damaged property before the casualty took place. Sometimes this is a bit tough to prove. And then you need the value of the building or damaged property after the casualty took place. That's pretty easy. Usually it's zero. I hope this helps. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about dealing with casualty losses and other tax issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.